Chapter 3. Scene of a Crime. Jack reached out and touched the section of deck about to be covered with its first coat of new paint and sealant. The feeling, smooth. Not a bad job scraping away the old paint, getting down to raw wood. As if interested in the project, Riley ambled over and, nose down, examined the deck. "What do you think, boy? Pretty good sanding, huh?" Riley tilted his head and looked at Jack as if unsure what to answer. And Jack thought back to the times he'd spent with his father doing this very same thing, maintaining their boat in Mill Basin, the Atlantic unforgiving against the wooden 18-footer. Those days on the boat were the rare times he'd seen his father relax, really relax, the boat hopping from choppy wake to wake, sending up a salty spray, the breeze made by a speedy little Evinrude outboard pinning their hair back. It was such a good memory. And